This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Hundreds of outsourced contract workers at the Port of Hong Kong are continuing their strike for better pay and to horrendous working conditions. The port is operated by the Hutchison Port Holdings, which is controlled by Hong Kong billionaire Lee Ka-shing. The workers are represented by the Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions, the HKCTU. I talked to Chan Chu Wai and Paddy Crumlin about the dispute. Mr. Chan is the organizing coordinator for the HKTCU. Mr. Crumlin is the president of the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF. I asked Mr. Chan from the HKCTU what the dispute at the port in Hong Kong was about.
Well, the dispute is about our demands for pay rise and improvement of working conditions. They have to work for very long hours for the lashes and checkers working on board. They have to work at least 24 hours consecutively. And even worse is that sometimes they have to work 48 and even 72 hours without any stop.
What happens because of these abnormally long working hours without breaks? What are some of the consequences for the workers?
This may cause many safety problems and also fatigue problems. And also this also brings about the family problems of the workers.
What are the workers demanding? What do they want the employer to do?
Well, firstly, we ask the employers to raise their pay and also to introduce meal breaks for them, and also improve the occupational health and safety measures.
The port workers are represented by the labor organization you work for, the Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions. Yet the employer, Hutchison's, brought in another organization called the Hong Kong Federation of Trade Unions into the negotiations. This organization doesn't represent the workers and never has. So what did this do to the negotiations?
Well, this definitely complicated the whole situation because we think that the other union affiliated to the Hong Kong Federation of Trade Unions is in fact a yellow union which does not take part in the whole dispute, but they suddenly come out and say that they represent all the workers in the terminals. This is ridiculous. We think that this happened because the Hong Kong Federation of Trade Unions, HKFTU, is in fact a political ally of the Hong Kong government, and they just want to pull them in and perhaps ask the employers to give some concessions to them and to break our strike.
The Global Union Federation, which represents dock workers at the world level, is the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF. Paddy Crumlin is the ITF's president and head of its dock workers section. He is also the national secretary of the Maritime Union of Australia. I asked Mr. Crumlin about the strike by the port workers in Hong Kong and what the ITF was doing to help them.
Well, we're ventilating the facts behind the dispute, which really reflects very badly on the company's behaviour towards their workforce. Firstly, there's no real union recognition for a proper process of collective bargaining. They work under pretty appalling conditions. They haven't had a real wage increase in many, many years. They're expected to work up to 24 hours a day under certain conditions. There's not any real regard to the working conditions, toiletry conditions, meal breaks, regular meal breaks, all of the issues that are critical to the functionality of a modern port, you know, these high-powered, highly engineered ports, and yet workers are still living in another century, treated like an exploited class or almost a form of, precarious work verging on slave labour. With no real rights. I mean, this is the situation. It's a contract arrangement. There are a large numbers of subcontractors. The subcontractors are really under the control of Hutchison and their various companies and trusts. They're making the commercial decision. They're responsible to make sure they contract out in a way that recognises decency of work in a regional context or a national context, and they're not doing it. It's as simple as that, and we're going to get out and ventilate the issue. And for one of the biggest companies in the world, that has really many, many commercial dimensions, it's not good enough to have a governance system that lets its employees down to this extent. So that's really what we're doing. We're going to tell the world the appalling conditions that are, and the appalling way these workers have been treated in Hong Kong.
The situation at the Hong Kong port operated by the Hutchison Company is not the only dispute involving port workers these days. Workers at the port of Vancouver in the American state of Washington have been locked out since the end of February. The Vancouver port is operated by the Japanese multinational Mitsui. I asked Mr. Crumlin what unions and their members could do to help the port workers in Hong Kong and Vancouver.
They can find their voice. And one of the great things about the modern world is that communication now is instantaneous. And people do discriminate between the information and the quality of the information that's coming through. And it doesn't matter. Hutchison put out a one-page ad in Hong Kong today saying that's not the truth. Commercial spin. Well, the reality is that these workers are available online. We have got YouTubes where the real facts about how the Mitsuis and the Hutchinsons of the world treat their employees. What they can identify is that if companies of this size are able to get away treating their workforces in this way for no other reason than they've got a legislative or commercial framework to erode properly and legally enforceable conditions of employment in the case of Vancouver, or to deny decent work conditions being established in places like Hong Kong, and if they don't make that connection, that what happens there will inevitably happen in their workplace in a global market and a global community, then they're missing the point. I think most workers, most working communities, most working men and women and their families give a damn and are prepared to get out there and challenge this type of commercial, you know, hubris, arrogance and dissembling, and they want to do something about it. So they should find their voice, you know, let those workers know, you know, that they understand what's going on, and let them also know that there are people out there that care and are prepared to support them. That's what it's about. Let's reclaim the territory of the workplace so that there are proper and mutual, respectful outcomes, and not just the old story of power steamrolling over workers just because they can. Those types of corporate days have gone. We saw the greed and the corruption and the negligence that brought the international market and the international community to its knees, and we're sick and tired of it in terms, and we're not going to cop that type of arrogance and that type of approach in the future. They can come to account and they can treat their employees with dignity. And, you know, the key message out there is we are a working community and we're an international working community.